English 2019.
Part 2. Conversations. Text 1. At the restaurant.
Are you ready to order?
Yes, I think so. Are you, Dale?
Almost. Can you tell me what is in the special starter, please?
Yes, it's a platter of mixed roasted vegetables, cheese and olives. It comes with French bread. It's for two people.
That sounds nice. Should we have that?
I'm not that keen on olives. Can we not have the fried mozzarella balls instead?
Okay, if you want.
Okay. Fried mozzarella balls for two. And for the main course?
I will have the chicken breast with chips and a green salad.
And for me, the steak pie, mashed potato and vegetables.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. We have run out of pies.
In that case, I will have the fish and chips.
That's a great choice. It's my favourite meal on the menu. What would you like to drink?
Can we share a bottle of wine?
Oh, I don't really feel like it, Dale. I've got another big day at work tomorrow and you've got to drive home. I'll just have a mineral water, please.
I guess I'll have a sparkling apple and mango juice, please.
Thank you very much. I will get your drinks immediately.
Your fork doesn't look too clean, Dale.
Yes, you're right. Could I have a new one, please?
Certainly.
Oh, and my knife is dirty too.
I'm sorry about that.
Text 2. Conversation in the restaurant.
So, tell me, how was your day?
Well, it started off well enough. I had a meeting with my boss at 9 o'clock. We worked on the presentation for next week in America. And then I booked my flight for Atlanta.
When are you going? Next Tuesday?
No, next Wednesday. That's the 24th.
And when are you coming back?
The following Monday.
Well, it'll be hot in Atlanta, won't it? You'll need to take some summer clothes.
I'll need some, yes. But the offices are all air-conditioned, so I might actually need some thick, woolly winter pullovers.
Yes, you're probably right.
My day got really stressful after lunch. Jim, who works in the office, is sick. He'll be off work for 2 weeks, and I have to finish his project. It's extra work. I had to go through all of his emails this afternoon. That took 2 hours. And then, just before I wanted to leave the office, we had a call from Atlanta. They want to change the programme for next week. That's why I had to stay late and make the necessary changes.
Oh, wow. You're a busy girl.